Hilachas Kedushin Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'en Aveira Hablad Hoylech Achar HaZochar. Anytime somebody is Mekadesh and Isha, and this Kedushin is a Kedushin that is Chal, goes into effect, and there is no Aveira in the Kedushin, he is Mekadesh and Isha, that is Mutter to him, the child has the same din as a male, as a father. Ve'ezuzu, what is an example? Kohanet Leviyah V'Yisraelish Shaniseis L'Kohen U'Lelevi Uli Yisrael. A Kohenes or a Leviah or Yisraelis that marries either a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael that is mutter to her, the child will have the din of the father. If the father is a Kohen, the child will be a Kohen. If the father is a Levi, the child will be a Levi. And we disregard her status even if the mother is a Kohenes. If the father is a Yisrael, the child will be a Yisrael. Now, there is an exception to this rule, which is a ger that marries a mamzeres, as a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, and the child will not have the din as a father, as a father is kosher to marry any Yisraelis, but the mother is a mamzeres, and she cannot marry a regular Yisrael, she can marry either a ger or a mamzer. The child will have the din of the mother, and the child will be a mamzer, and will therefore not be allowed to marry a regular Yisraelis. B'chol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, havlad hoylech achar hapogam. Anytime somebody is mekadesh and isha, and the kedushin is chal, the kedushin goes into effect, but there is an aveira in the kedushin, he was not allowed to marry this isha, then the vlad has the same din as a defect. The child will also be defective. Ve'ezuzu, what is an example? Amana l'koin gadol grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyet. And amana that marry the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana. If he does marry an Amana, the Kedushin will be Chal, or a Kohen Hedid, a regular Kohen that marries a Grusha or a Chaluta, who is usher to him. The child will be Pugum, will be defective. He will not have the din of the father. He will be considered a Chalo. A Chalo is somebody who is not Mutter to be a Kohen. He cannot do Avoda. He cannot eat Truma. And he is allowed to marry an Isha that is normally Asura to a Kohen. Mamzeres unasina li Yisrael, bas Yisrael, lenasin ula mamzer. Another example is a mamzeres or unasina that marries a Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael that marries a mamzer or a nasin. The kedushin would be chal. The kedushin goes into effect, but there is an avera in this kedushin. Mamzeres unasina cannot marry a Yisrael, and a bas Yisrael cannot marry a mamzer or a nasin. So therefore, any child that they have from this union will be pugum, will be defective, just like one of the parents is defective. He will have the same din as the parent that has the defect. Therefore, if one of the parents is a mamzeres, their child will be a mamzer. V'chol mi she'ein lo alav kedushin, aval yesh lo al acherim kedushin, hablad mamzer, ve'zezeh haba al achas mikol ha'arayis shebetorah. Anytime somebody is mekadesh and isha, where the kedushin is not chal, the kedushin does not go into effect, as she is a relative of his and is therefore achiev kares to him. But if he would have married somebody else, or she would have married somebody else, the kedushin would have gone into effect. The only reason why this kedushin doesn't go into effect is that they are related. If they have a child from this union, the vlad will be a mamzer. The child will be a mamzer. And what is the case of this? Anytime somebody has relations with one of the Isser Arayish of the Torah, somebody who is related to him and is a Chi of Karis, this kind of holds. Anytime somebody has a child from somebody who is uttered to him a Chi of Karis, the child will be a mamzer. V'chol mi she'en lo, lo alo, v'lo al achirim, kedushin ha'vlad k'moysa, ve'ezezeh v'lad shifcha v'nachars. Anytime somebody has a child from an Isha that the kedushin would not have been chal to, even had she married somebody else, as she is a shifcha or a nachris, a shifcha knanis or a gaya, that she cannot marry a Yisrael, and no matter which Yisrael she married, the kedushin would not be chal. If somebody has a child from a shifcha or a nachris, the child has the same din as the isha, the child will be either an eved or a gaya. Mesachas Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yecholin Mamzerin Lihitar. Rabbi Tarfon says a mamzer could be mitar his children, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that a mamzer that marries even a bas Yisrael, the child will have the same din as a parent that is a mamzer, and therefore a mamzer's children, no matter who he marries, his children will always be mamzerim. Rabbi Tarfon wants to tell us, though, that there is a way that a mamzer could be matar his children and make sure that his children will not be mamzerim. Ketzad, what would be this way? Mamzer shenasa shifcha havlat ebed. A mamzer that marries a shifcha knanis, the child will be an ebed, as we saw in the previous mishnah. And somebody who marries a shifcha, the child, has the same din as the shifcha, the child, will be an eved knani. Shicharo, and then if this mamzer goes ahead and frees his child, who is an eved knani, nimsa haben ben chorim. The child will be a ben chorim, he'll be a regular ben yisrael, he will not be a mamzer. And since he had a child from a shifcha knanis, in this case, the child will be an eved knani, will not be a mamzer, and when he frees the kid, the kid will be a regular ben chorim, a regular ben yisrael. Now, even though a regular yisrael cannot marry a shifcha, but a mamzer is an exception. A mamzer would be allowed to marry a shifcha, so therefore he could be mitar his children by marrying a shifcha. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Hareza Eved Mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer argues with Rabbi Tarfon. He says that a mamzer cannot purify his children even by marrying a shifcha, as if he has a child from a shifcha, even though the child is an eved, he will be an eved mamzer, and therefore, even when he frees him, he will still be a mamzer. His children will be mamzer no matter what. He has no way to be matar his children.